Coming up to 11 minutes after 12 o'clock. I have so many pieces of paper on my desk that I actually could not find the piece of paper I was looking for. Ironic, yes, especially when I tell you what we're talking about today, which is clutter and organizing. And I desperately want your tips for reasons that you will understand. If you looked at the Facebook video where I showed you a little bit of my desk today, we put that up on Facebook on the CBC Montreal account. I'm a messy person. I'm a disorganized person. I'm a very cluttered person. So want your tips. Also, though, if you are like me and if you have questions rather than tips or rather than answers, we have an expert here, so not to worry. I do have lots of questions myself. Probably one of the world's least organized people in the world. I might be the world's most cluttery person. So please call in, help me, or ask a question. And also, I do want to get into this. If you are like me, what do you think it is that stands between you and a clutter-free life? 514-597-4500. Toll free. It's 1-877-597-4500. You can text us. It's 514-566-9066. Facebook is CBC Montreal, where you can go see that video and add comments of your own. And finally, there's Twitter. It's at CBC Radio Noon. Now, I've read lots of articles. I have looked at a lot of tips, and I am mystified. I saw a Toronto Star piece that came out a few days ago, and the headline is, "Your Spring Cleaning All Wrong." And just when I saw the headline, didn't read anything else, I thought, for sure that is true in my case, because whatever I'm doing, it is not working. And then they go on and they list a whole bunch of tips, and we'll get into some of those. We'll talk about their tips, and we'll get lots of tips here as well from you and from our expert in studio, Susan Portnoy. I'm going to introduce you to her in just a few seconds, but give me a call. Definitely want you as part of this discussion. 514-597-4500. Toll free. It's 1-877-597-4500. You can text us 514-566-9066. Right now, 13 minutes after 12 o'clock with me in studio across from the slightly cluttery desk at this point, Susan Portnoy. Susan's the founder and CEO of Organized Success. She helps people and businesses organize their spaces. And Susan Portnoy, it is a delight to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Sean, for inviting me.
So I won't even ask you when you see a cluttery space, what goes through your mind. But when you hear me talking about my existence, what are you thinking?
I can tell you that there is help for every single person. There is no person we can't organize.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm a bit skeptical.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that the trick to organizing is developing systems that work for each individual person. And my systems don't necessarily work for you or for other people. I have to get into your brain, and I have to see what would work for you.
And then eventually when you get a client, you go into their space, right?
I do.
So what's that like for you when you are going into the space with your mind and you're going into the sort of disorganized space of the person who you are trying to help? What are you feeling? I mean, in a way, it is sort of the most cliched question in journalism to ask what goes through your mind. But I'm really curious, if you do go into those spaces, is it disquieting for you to see
never.
That kind of space? No?
It's never disquieting, because I know how to do it. And that's what we do. And it's just an amazing feeling to go into that kind of space, and at the end of even one day, to see the difference we can make in somebody's life.
Were you always this way?
I was always organized, but never this organized, because what I've learned from my clients is the number of different methods there are in organizing.
So you learn from the clients?
I do.
In what sense?
If I would be working with an ADD client and they cannot put everything into a drawer or into a file because they would forget about it, they like things out. I like things put away. So I say, my way doesn't always work for each person, and I learn new ways.
Okay, so you're sort of flexible in that
I'm
sense.
Very
flexible. You're going to recommend, you're going to sort of install a method that you think works for that person, and even sort of with the involvement of that person.
Correct.
All right, that sounds interesting to me. That sounds interesting. Have you ever gone into a place and thought, I cannot help here?
Yes, There was one instance where I went into a kitchen and the person wanted her kitchen organized. She did not have enough cabinet space to be able to organize that kitchen. Every single thing was on a counter. She had Mixmaster, she had appliances, she had everything. And there really was no place to put it. In that situation, I told her she would be wasting her money to hire me because I couldn't help her.
So what should I that
suggest,
person do?
I suggested she get rid of half of her items in her kitchen that she is not using, or take a portion of another room to store what she doesn't use on an everyday basis.
We're going to talk during this hour a little bit more about the notion of getting rid of stuff. And there's a lot of talk about that. There's different rules for when you should get rid of clothes or when you should get rid of stuff that you're not using. And some people sort of say it is after a certain amount of time if you haven't used that stuff. And now, I guess somewhat controversially, you have Marie Kondo, right, who is the big thing in the world of organizing. And she says, well, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. What, broadly speaking, what do you think of that?
I really believe in that concept, even with children. I say when you look at an item, if you don't like it anymore and it doesn't make you happy, there's no point in keeping it. It might be a gift you got for your wedding or a gift you got from somebody. You think that person's feelings will be hurt. I say that person's feelings won't be hurt. Get rid of it and use that space to store something that really gives you joy.
Okay, I don't mean to be facetious, but a screwdriver, for example, a hammer, they're not going to really bring me joy except for the couple of times a year that I might need them.
But they're necessities.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about clothing. I'm talking about trinkets from trips that could take up a lot of space, and you don't really like them anymore.
Okay, that I can work with. All right, I'm here with Susan Portnoy. She's the founder and CEO of Organized Success, and she is going to help you if you have questions about clutter and organization. I'm here basically just to commiserate with you if you have questions about clutter and disorganization. 514-597-4500. Toll free, it's 1-877-597-4500. The text line is 514-566-9066. We want your tips as well. Let's go to the phone lines, and Lynn's calling from Ganawage. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening here, and my simple rule is when you take something out, put it away right away, as soon as you finish using it.
That's a great rule, Lynn, and I want to add one more thing. There's something called one-motion storage. If when you take something out, you had to remove five things on top of it to get to it, you're going to be much less likely to put it back. So
yes.
So it's very good to have things not piled up.
Yes. When I was younger, learning how to cook, my aunts taught me that you clean up after yourself. You clean up as you're cooking. You use the flour, you finish using it, you put it away. You use the salt, you finish using it, you put it away.
Great rule.
You pull something out, you pull it back, you put it back. Then you don't end up with a cluttered kitchen. Your closet, you turn your hangers one way, and everything you use, you give yourself a certain, let's say, 2 months in the winter. Whatever you're not wearing, you get rid of those. Whatever hanger isn't turned around.
2 months, that's really strict.
I think 2 months is a little strict.
Well, I don't know. You know what? The season, then. Whatever.
Okay. So, we can negotiate the exact time frame. So, Lynn, have you always been organized?
Yeah, most of the time, to the point where it drives me crazy when I see someone not doing working in my kitchen and then not doing what I want.
Oh, yeah.
I have to walk away.
You can't bear to look at it?
No.
Okay. I don't have that issue for sure. So if I came into your house right now and I looked around looking for piles of stuff, I'm not going to find anything?
You'll find it here and there, for instance, in the laundry room, but no, not really. A lot of times it's in my bedroom on my own dresser.
Okay.
But then I will get to that like once a month. I'll rearrange things, perfume bought, whatever. No, not really. You won't find clutter.
Okay. Listen, Lynn, thanks for getting in touch. Really good to speak with you.
Okay.
That's Lynn in Ganawage. And Susan Portnoy, what did you think of what you heard there?
I think that she had some good tips. I think labeling is also really key. If every single thing has a home in your house and tools go into a toolbox, and kitchen kitchen appliances go into one cupboard, and each thing has a home, it really, really helps with returning them to their home.
That makes a lot of sense. We are here, Susan Portnoy and myself. Susan's the founder and CEO of Organized Success, helping people and businesses organize their spaces. Susan, I was on your website a little bit earlier. I saw that tip that you had just mentioned, the one that you were talking about with Lynn, about if you say it again, because
it's called One Motion Storage.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get the tip right. So.
If you went to get an item and there were four boxes piled on top of that item, let's say you needed a phone book, even though we don't use phone books so much now, but there was a phone book on the bottom and four boxes of other things were on top of it. To get to that phone book, you have to remove the four boxes. Those four boxes are going to sit on the floor. It's too much trouble to put back the phone book and then the four boxes. So I like things not to be piled. And if they have to be piled, like let's say in your kitchen cupboard, you don't have enough room for every set of different size dishes. So sometimes you have to put your smaller dish plates on top of your larger plates. You find that it's a pain every time you need a larger plate because you have to remove some smaller plates first. You try hard to eliminate the smaller piles on top.
That is Susan Portnoy, and the phone number here, 514-597-4500, toll free. It's 1-877-597-4500. We're going to go in a second to our next caller, who is Anna. So Anna, just hang on for a second. But Susan Portnoy, I wanted to ask you, I mean, basically one of the reasons we're talking about this, of course, is the notion of spring cleaning. But many of the things I've been looking at this morning, for example, this Toronto Star piece, the one that told me I'm spring cleaning all wrong, they will say, don't do that. Don't do spring cleaning. Don't sort of let it pile up and then do it once a year. Just sort of always be doing that. I'm guessing you're going to agree with that?
I do agree with that. But sometimes the feeling of spring gives us the feeling that really now it's time to clean. And before you clean, my tip is get rid of every single item in your garage, in your home that you don't need. And I like to make it a team effort. I like everybody to be involved. I like to play music while we're doing it. I like people in the family to choose which part of the job they do. And then it becomes a fun job, not a job people dread.
I can imagine I've told you the way that I am. I'm just sort of bristling a little bit when you're saying fun job. I can totally identify with the feeling of satisfaction when you get rid of stuff, but fun job, I'm actually having trouble sort of buying into that.
It can be fun, Sean, when you see progress quickly.
Yeah.
You need a staging area and you need different colored bags so that there's a recycling bag, there's a giveaway bag, there's a garbage bag, and there's keeping. And the things you're going to keep, you're going to do at the end.
Right.
But when you clear out all that other stuff and you're not mixing it up because it's going in different color bags, and then it goes out at the end of the day, you're going to see huge progress. And it is fun when you're playing music and everybody's involved.
And again, I was looking at your website and you have a warning about that process, right? About sort of the mid stage of that.
The mid stage, you have to know it's going to look messier before it looks neater, but you can't get discouraged and you cannot say, today I'm going to clean my garage from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Because if you ever do that, you will never spring clean and you will never organize ever again. You will burn yourself out and you will be sorry. So you have to allow a certain amount of time.
Maybe that's what happened to me.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe I burned out. Let's go back to the phone lines. 514-597-4500. Toll free, it's 1-877-597-4500. And Anna is on the line from here in Montreal. Sorry to make you wait, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine and not a problem of waiting. Well, Susan covered a lot of the items that I've always practiced, and I'm very organized by nature. My sister was the total opposite, and when I told her to get rid of something, it became very sensitive. So by using the word donate, we're going to donate and help an unfortunate family and so forth. She found it easier to get to give away items that was going to be a service as a purpose to someone else. And also with paperwork, I would remind her, too much paper is like not having enough. If you had, you know, bank statements since you were young, it doesn't make a difference. You no longer have that as of today. And we had to go through that. But I need, she needed my help to put in a system, and then she upkept it. She was never able to start it on her own, even reading all kinds of materials.
Anna, those are excellent, excellent tips. And you were lucky that she allowed you to set up the system, because a lot of people don't want family members involved. So that was really good.
Mm-hmm. So, but I do believe that organization gives us a stress-free life.
Totally.
That's my point of view. So keep up, and hopefully that desk becomes all cleared up very soon.
I'll keep you posted on that. Thanks for the call.
Thank
good
you.
To speak with you, Anna. That is
right.
Anna in Montreal. And my desk here, Susan Portnoy, as with my house, much to the frustration of my wife, I always look at stuff and I think, I sort of ignore the rule about, well, I have not used that in 2 months, or I have not used that in 6 months or a year. I think instead, I'm going to need that soon.
I say someday is not a day of the week. When the people that say to me, Susan, one day or someday I might need that, I say you don't need it because you haven't used it in the last 6 months or in the last year.
But what if I throw it out and then I do need it?
Okay, so that happens. And I tell people, you'll get over it. Once I threw out a whole fishbowl of screws because it was huge. It took me forever to look in that fishbowl and find the right screw. I said, if I ever need a screw, I will pay 5 cents and I will get the screw. And I tell people, even if you give away an outfit that you say, maybe it would have fit me now that I've lost 10 pounds, just get over that one feeling, because clearing your house of clutter gives you a much better feeling.
That is Susan Portnoy, who is giving very sensible advice to me. And to you, if you are like me, we're talking about decluttering and organizing and spring cleaning. The phone number, 514-597-4500. Toll free, it's 1-877-597-4500. Todd writes in on the text line. He says, twice while living in other countries, I lost all my possessions back home. Only contents of backpack remained clutter-free since, says Todd. So I guess circumstances took care of that, of things for Todd. And sometimes I actually sort of wish, not that anything terrible would happen to my possessions, but if they just all magically disappeared, went to another dimension, I think, okay, then I would not have to make those decisions.
People feel that way, Sean, when they go to a very calm hotel room and they live there for a weekend or they live there for 4 days and they say to themselves, I wish my space at home made me feel like that. And it can.
Yeah. My wife is a much more organized person than I am. Anybody, I think, is a much more organized person than I am. And we do have that feeling when we go to a hotel room and we think, this would work. This would work. Or those tiny houses. Sometimes we think, well, we should live in one of those tiny houses, because then
you have no choice.
Forced to. Yeah, we'd be forced to pare down in that way. That is Todd on the text message line. Here's a text from Kellyanne in the townships. I'll just read this before we break for news headlines, and we'll get back to your calls. And I think, Kim, we're going to go to you and Rosemary in about 3 minutes. So hang on, Kim. Here's a text. This is from Kellyanne writing in the townships. Kellyanne says, I'm a creative person, and clutter and organization are a constant struggle. But I think I have a system, and I literally resent the normalizing comments about my space that sound so judgy. I'm a single mom with 3 kids, making peace with things not being military organized all of the time and stepping up when we need to tidy up. That's from Kellyanne in the townships. And she basically is saying, I do it pretty well, and I don't get military about it. Can you live with that kind of reality?
100%. Yeah. There is no such thing as perfection. You waste a lot of time trying to make it look military style, as Kim said. And I think a home is to be lived in. Children need a play in their space. And as long as there are homes set up and there's systems in place, you don't have to get crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Sean Appel, and we are talking about organizing, decluttering, spring cleaning. I'm here with Susan Portnoy, who's the founder and CEO of Organized Success, helping people and businesses organize their spaces, which is what we are doing during the phone-in, during the program today, 514-597-4500, or toll-free. It's 1-877-597-4500. There's also Facebook. I posted a little video of my desk, and I said, help me please. Some people, Susan Portnoy, made suggestions you would not necessarily say totally helpful. Wayne says, buy Sean a trash compactor. And then Sharon said, a match, I guess thinking we could just set fire to the whole thing. So there are those. But then other people who are sort of commiserating, saying that they are in the same situation as me. That's on Facebook, and you can comment there as well. CBC Montreal, if you're looking for the Facebook page. But right now, we're going to get back to the phone calls here. We are going to go to Tammy in NDG. Hi, Tammy.
Oh, wait. Hi.
Pardon me?
I said hi. It's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Good to have you here. So what did you want to talk about?
Okay, so this is what my problem is. We could break it down into two ways. First of all, I call myself the encase girl. So I have stuff, like mostly, let's talk about clothing, in case. And so in case I lose weight or in case it comes back into style. And where I get confused is my plan actually works. Like right now I'm a lot thinner and all this stuff that I would really like to wear, I can. So it did work out that I keep stuff. And so in the end, I have way too much stuff. So and I keep stuff in case, but I end up actually wearing it. But I actually never even get out because I'm so obsessed with organizing that I can't get out of the house and I'm late for everything and I'm in the house all day organizing. I can't stop myself.
All right, so it sounds like there's a few things going on there, Tammy. But so let's talk first with Susan Portnoy about the in-case, which is a little bit like what I was describing earlier.
Tammy, the in-case, it's okay if you limit your in-cases because you could have five cupboards of in-case. and that's the problem. And when you say you don't get out of the house because you're so busy organizing, my goal in life is to enjoy life and be productive. I want organizing to be an aid to that. I don't want it to be the end. I want it to be helping get to the goal. And in your situation, if you're saying you're spending so much time organizing, that's not the goal of organizing. It's to give you a stress-free life and a more productive life. So you have to work on that.
Well, that's what I think that I'm doing. Like right now, I was really planning on going to the gym and yoga this morning, and I had to go. And I have a whole bunch of my list of the day. And so far, I haven't left yet because I have a full kitchen table in my new apartment, and it's all makeup. But I have all these little containers and compartments, and it's all
so you have to
so
say
well
to your,
organized.
Tammy, you have to say to yourself, I've spent enough time on this now. Now I'm going to the gym and to yoga. I'm going to enjoy my day, and I will spend another 35 minutes on this another day. But don't just stay home and do the makeup. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening. Like I'm late for everything. I can't get anywhere. I haven't had a drink since like 2007. I remember thinking I can never stop drinking, and I went to AA and it worked out for me.
So Tammy, I hope you're going to follow Susan's advice here. Get out, enjoy the day, and don't go overboard with the organizing is what Susan is saying. So Tammy, thank you for the call. Good to speak with you. The phone number is 514-597-4500. Toll free, it is 1-877-597-4500. And Susan Portnoy, we're going to go right back to the phone lines here. We're going to go to Kim, who's calling from Rosemere. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to say that I have a home business, and I take care of two kids who are both elementary age. And I found when I had an office, I just could not keep it tidy. It was just such a mess. I need to print off lots of medical journal articles to read, and just got huge piles everywhere. And finally, I said enough of this. Converted that office to a spare bedroom and started working from my dining room table. And what that did for me is because it's a shared space. At the end of my workday, you know, before my kids came home from school, I had to clear it up. And if I didn't, I had, you know, my husband saying, "Oh, come on, this is our space." So it was an impetus for me to clear up, and it worked.
That's good. That sounds like you sort of have a good system just because, right?
Yes, and there was a follow-on because of all the papers that I was printing off, a lot of these I didn't need to keep. And I ended up, okay, let's just recycle them and just turn this all into electronic files. And it actually ended up being a business savings for me in the end as well.
that's great.
That's great. And when we are sharing spaces, it really is important to have respect for the other person. And I like all shared spaces to stay calm and clear. And if somebody is messier than the other person, let that mess stay within closed doors, like a child's bedroom or a husband's office that you don't have to go into. But I like that idea of shared space and respect.
Yeah, and it can be an impetus to clean up after.
For sure.
Kim, yeah. thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Really good to speak with you. That's Kim and Rosemary. The phone number is again 514-597-4500. Toll free, it's 1-877-597-4500. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Barbara in Ahuntsic. Hi, Barbara.
Yes, hello, hi.
How are you?
I wanted to share a tip with you that I found helped me a lot. I found a big obstacle to cleaning up and getting rid of clutter was the emotional attachment to things. And also, I mean, these things could be big things like furniture or also clothes and stuff. And so what I ended up doing, I took pictures of these things and digital pictures, which of course don't take up any space, and then I could give them away. And because I knew that I wanted to give them away, because I knew that they could be items that were useful for other people, but I so this sort of calmed me down. And then if I needed to look at these things, well, I could just look at my pictures.
Barbara, that is a great, great idea. I tell that tip to parents when it comes to children's artwork.
Yes.
Because the artwork that comes home from school can pile up. If you have three children, you could have a pile from the floor to the ceiling of artwork. And I say if you take pictures and the children can look at the pictures and they can pick their favorite picture and hang it up, you get rid of piles and piles of clutter.
Right. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
That's great.
Hey, thanks for the call. Susan Porton, I want to ask you a question, all
sure.
right? Okay, so I was looking online, I was reading all the tips and all the articles and the different fads, and, you know, Marie Kondo right now is probably the biggest one, but there are lots of different people who are touting different approaches and different philosophies. And then I would say about one out of every 10, you see an article in the other direction, right? Which is a celebration of clutter. And it's those people who say, well, the cluttered desk is the last bastion of the creative person.
A creative mind.
There you go. I'm desperately clinging on to those one out of 10. What do you make when you see those? What do you think?
I say, if that person would let me into his life, I know I could make a difference. You can be very creative, but at least when you want to create, you have somewhere to go to utilize what you've stored. It's not all over the floor, all over the table. I just don't believe in it.
But maybe you would stamp out that person's creativity, no?
I doubt it. No. Because I'm very, very flexible.
You have such a determined look on your face as I'm asking you these questions, as though it's impossible that anything could go wrong.
I know a lot of people...
Yeah.
That work in clutter.
Yeah.
And they're functional and they're high functioning. Those people don't need me. Because you have to want to change. The wives might want me to go and organize the husbands, but if the husbands aren't finding any problem with what they're doing, those people don't need me. But if they're not productive and they're wasting a lot of time in a day, they could be helped.
Got this text in while we were talking just a few minutes ago from someone who says, I was inspired to jump up and begin sorting my paid bills drawer. So there you go. We're making a difference at least with one person already.
Good.
Get back to the phone lines here. We are going to Anna, who's in Point St. Charles. Hi, Anna.
Hi, hi, Fawn. How are you?
Quite well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. The situation is I would say I'm about 75% organized, and my husband is a bit of a hoarder. So it's like a difficult situation that I try not to, you know, nag him if he's hoarding too many things. But we've got basically most of the rooms are not bad, except that where we have our computer, I guess you'd call it office sort of thing. And, quite a bit of clutter. Like he likes to keep things in boxes, and it's like there for forever, and you know, mostly papers. And then I actually confess I have these pictures that I've been holding on to since childhood. So it's a question of I know I got to get organized eventually, but it's getting around to doing it that I find difficult, especially where it comes to those pictures. And I just wanted to know how does one deal with that?
And I'm going to give you a suggestion. If you put it into your agenda that you're going to spend 20 minutes a day or 20 minutes every second day doing that, I would suggest buying containers. And if there's any other area of the home that you could store these containers and label them, pictures, papers from this date to this date, whatever it is, and just remove it from your work area so you're not looking at it and it's not feeling like you're working in clutter. That really helps. And then you could take that one box one day at a time and just gradually go through it and get rid of whatever you can. And you gradually make the pile of boxes smaller. I also don't like to see clear boxes. I like them to be either black or blue with a label on them. So the visually,
like from Canadian Tire kind of
Canadian
thing,
Tire or Bureau on Grow, but visually the boxes don't look like they're filled with clutter. It really helps.
Okay.
And then everything labeled on the outside with a labeler.
Okay.
It really makes a difference.
Does it? And then what I have to do is try to make that 20 or so minutes every day or every other day to try to get in there and work on it.
Exactly.
Right?
And if 20 minutes needs to be half an hour, but not an hour and a half, you know, doing this every single time because you won't want to go back to it.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Good luck and thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Phone number 514-597-4500 or toll free. It's 1-877-597-4500. I think it's been a few minutes since we've had a call from out of Montreal. So let's get a call on the toll free line. Again, it's 1-877-597-4500. Susan Portnoy, you were giving some advice there about buying containers. So I have to ask at some point during this hour, how much are we going to be prepared to spend on decluttering?
Every single person has a different kind of budget. If you don't have any budget and you just want to get this done, I say use whatever you have in your house. And if they don't match and they don't look gorgeous, as long as it's organized, I don't care. The people that want it to look nice, I like matching boxes, but of different sizes. And I say you never buy the containers before the sorting takes place, because inevitably you will go to a store, you will fill up on containers, you will buy everything wrong, all the wrong sizes. By the time you sort, you'll have half the items and then you'll lose the bill for the containers and it'll be more clutter.
All right. So there are the containers and then there are the professional organizers. So ballpark, how much do you charge when
you're going to... how much do I charge?
Yeah.
I have a team of seven people.
Okay.
And I am the most expensive on my team, and we work down. So I have people of all prices.
And can you give us a sense of what it costs?
I charge $100 an hour, and I have people that go down from that.
All right. So And
it's always by the hour, because every single client works at a different pace.
Okay. So you'd want to be organized in your approach, I guess, once you're
always.
In there. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. 514-597-4500. And we are going to Janet, calling from downtown Montreal. Hi, Janet.
Hi. How are you?
Quite well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. What did you want to talk about?
I have one question for Susan. Simple. The house is relatively organized because I'm married to someone who is extremely organized. But we have one drawer in the kitchen, and I think most people have one of these drawers for those little items that you don't use very often. But it's a messy drawer. But I always find what I need. There's the barbecue lighter.
Janet, if you find what you need and it's working for you, I say forget about it.
Good.
I never say to fix anything that's working.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
All right. So you sound like a satisfied customer, Janet. Thanks
I'm just married to somebody who's incredibly tidy, but I love my messy drawer.
Tell me about that, because I mean, my wife, she is way more tidy than I am, and she accepts it in me. I don't think that she loves it in me that I'm not. But how does it work out between you and your husband?
You know what? I take responsibility. I understand that as much as I am very relaxed and laid back, I have one funny story. He was looking for a very important paper, and I pulled out this mess from under the bed, and there it was. And he said, "How do you live like this?" And I said, "Well, it just worked. I found your paper. But you know what? I suddenly realized how very important it was to him that disorder makes him physically and mentally stressed. So you know what? he won. I learned to be more organized, and I probably am a happier person for it.
Oh, well, that's something then. That's good.
Yeah, I think you have to, somewhere between the way he liked to live and the way I like to live was the right way to be. It's not a lot to ask.
And I think the fact that you compromised and you tried harder, that he should compromise and let you have your one messy drawer. It's not going to bother him.
Yeah.
I think he should compromise and try to be a little messier. As
thank
a sign
you.
Of love to you. There you go. Janet, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Janet in downtown Montreal. We have about 10 minutes left as we're going through your calls. I was asking for a call on the regional line. Looks like I got one. Let's go to the Magdalen Islands. Maureen's on the line. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
Did you have a question or a tip? Where do you want to go?
No, I just wanted to mention something that hasn't really been mentioned yet, and that is that simplicity leads to a certain elegance that's related to beauty. Really, when you think about design, it's a very complicated process to design something. I'm originally an architect, but when you get the final result, if it's elegant, it's got simplicity to it. So I'm sitting here in our country house that we rent. I'm looking at the ocean, and you know, I added a couple of pieces of furniture, and it was too much. And I just put them in the basement because it just clashed with the simplicity of the place. And people that rent the house, they always say, I feel so good in this house. And I think part of it is the simplicity.
And it's also the concept of less is more.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
really, really is true.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's an aesthetic. It's a visual thing.
So when you walk into a place that is a little bit cluttered, how do you react to that?
I'm very nervous. I mean, I live with somebody who has ADD, and so do I,
mm-hmm.
and he's got papers all over the place, and I just can't look at them because it gets me too agitated. But it's true what your speaker said, that people with ADD, the reason why we have piles of papers everywhere is because we forget. I think it's a memory thing. If you don't see it, it's not there.
Hmm. That's really interesting. I'd love to hear more about how it plays out between you and your husband.
You really want to know?
I want to know a little bit more. Is that okay?
No, he gets really upset if I come in the door and I don't hang up something.
Yeah.
Or you know, my shoe's not right in the right place. But he has so many papers everywhere; it's literally cascading off the shelves. So you know, everybody has something that bugs them, but it's all basically organizationally related.
Wow. Listen, Maureen, I'm glad you called in. It's really
Maureen,
good to speak
I'm going
you.
To give you one tip about the papers. If
yeah.
if they were in file folders that were mm-hmm. colored, even if they were in a pile, but like papers all went into one file folder, and you labeled those file folders, but they were right here, and they weren't put away in a drawer, they were right there.
Right.
It really, really helps instead
of
seeing.
It does work.
Instead of seeing a whole, and I like to use different colored file folders for different topics that relate to that subject.
I do that myself, but it's getting him to do it.
I understand. I understand. You can only try.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Dealing with
okay.
some pretty ingrained stuff. Maureen, thank you for the phone call. The phone number again, 514-597-4500 or toll-free 1-877-597-4500. And Susan Pornay, one of the things we haven't talked about too much is when there are children around and how that changes things and getting children involved in the cleanup and in the avoiding of clutter. I want to play a bit of tape here because we taped an interview about an hour and a half ago. I spoke with Melissa Picard. She's the mother of two children on the West Island, a six-year-old and a seven-year-old. She has a system for getting the kids to help out around the house. And as I say, I called her up and asked her about that. Here's our conversation. Melissa, hi, and welcome to Radio Noon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. So before I get into your system, well, tell me about the house. What does the house look like? I mean, not the size or the shape of it, but cluttered, not cluttered?
I try to keep it, you know, regularly clean. It's a big house. We have a cottage, two stories plus a basement. So there tends to be a lot of different rooms that get a little bit upside down. But I'd say fairly organized.
Okay, I try as well. You said you try. I try, and I'm really not good at it. I'm a very, very cluttered person, but I understand you have an approach that gets the whole family involved. So tell me a little bit about that. How does it work?
Well, I started maybe a year or two ago trying to get my children involved with helping me keep the house organized and keep it clean. So at the time at the school, they had this program with mason jars and popsicle sticks, and I thought it was great to write a chore on each popsicle stick and put it in the mason jar. That way there was an element of surprise as to which chore my children would have to pick. And some days of the week, they have to pick only one stick to help out, and then on the weekends, it can go up to two, three, sometimes four sticks. So everybody gets to help out, and it's more of a fun surprise type of game.
Your children are 6 and 7. How long have they been doing this, pulling the popsicle sticks with chores on them out of the mason jar?
Well, they started school last year, and I thought during the summer it would be a great way to start over the summer to help me on days where there was no school and there was more time. So it's been probably almost a year now.
So when the mason jar comes out, are they like, no, not the mason jar, or are they kind of excited about it?
Actually, it's a bit of both. There are days when there's some moaning and groaning. However, because there's a little bit of a competitive feeling between them, they kind of want to see what the brother or sister is going to get, like if they get a better deal. So there is that element that still keeps them interested in the jar because they know they have to do it. There is no, you know, option. So it's just about, ooh, do I get something easy today compared to what my brother gets?
And so what is the, in your eyes, what's the hardest thing that you ask one of the kids to do?
Oh, the bathrooms. By far, it's the bathrooms. Neither one of them wants to help out in that room, whether it be the shower, the tub, the toilet. Oh. There is no enthusiasm around the bathroom.
I totally get that. And how do they do in the bathroom?
They do well. I mean, technically, I try to leave the bathroom, you know, the toilet part out of it. But with the shower and the sinks and the mirrors, they do okay. I do sometimes have to do, you know, a touch-up. But at least the nitty-gritty, they've done the basics.
We're talking about clutter on the program today and how to avoid clutter. So is this something else that is ingrained in your house?
That's a little bit trickier because my sticks don't really involve a lot of organizing. It's really keeping up with the everyday stuff of dishes and beds and homework and stuff. When it comes to organizing, that really is more like a few times a year where we just, you know, hash it out and get it done as a family.
And how involved are the children in that?
They're involved with everything that's theirs. So when it comes to their clothes, you know, you outgrow your clothes, there's a special place for that. They grow pretty fast. So, you know, the clothes that don't fit anymore, I like to hand those down as quickly as possible to get, you know, more room for new clothes. Same thing with toys. We don't play with that anymore. That's a little bit harder for them to want to let go of stuff. So I tend to do that when they're not around.
You do? Do they ask what happened to the toys?
I'll be honest, they rarely remember. It'll be the odd time where they'll look for something specific, and then I'll say, oh, I'm not sure. And, you know, I'll try to be, you know, a bit hesitant about it and
yeah.
Leave it that way. But no, it hasn't been an issue.
Okay. So you said a few times a year. Is spring cleaning one of those times?
Yes. We've already done it, actually. We did it during March break.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
During March break, we got together. We went through the clothes, the toys. A little bit of everything each day of March break so that it wasn't one big day,
yeah.
But maybe an hour or two every day during March break, we started going through everything.
What's your rule for the clothes? I know people have, you know, 6 months if you haven't worn it, a year if you haven't worn it. What's your approach?
I don't know if I have a rule. Technically, it's if it doesn't fit right, you know, if I see my son's ankles too much or if, you know, I see too much of their wrists, I know it's too small and it's time to go.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, it's easier with the kids' clothes. Listen, Melissa, thank you so much for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. That's
bye-bye.
Melissa Picard, and she is, as you heard, a mother of two children, a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old on the West Island. You heard her talking a little bit about her approach to getting the kids involved, at least in the cleaning of the house. Susan Portner, anything else on children? And
in terms of organizing for children, a very good tip is to give them one box for their souvenirs. And they have to decide what's important enough to go into that box. And when that box gets filled and they say, I need another box, you say, no, you don't need another box. You have to make decisions now. What is more important to keep? Can you get rid of one thing to put in another? And it trains children not to be hoarders.
Wow, that's strict. One last thing. I'm going to give you about one more minute here. I tweeted out, by the way, your website. So if people want to get more advice from you and find out how they can find you, they can do that. So just go to the Radio Noon Twitter account. That's at CBC Radio Noon. I want to spend one more minute here. You've given us all these tips. So what if we do it once? How do we stay organized?
The recidivist rate for us is not high. And the reason is because once all the clutter is out of your house and you're not using it, I mean, all the things that you're not using are out, you tend to be able to keep up what you are using. And the same way I do a child's box, Sean, I do an adult box that's the size of a banker's box. And when you pick up an item and say, will I need this? Am I going to ever need this? I say, put it in a box and put a date on the box. Close it, put a date. And 6 months from now, if you've never gone to that box to find any item, throw it out sight unseen.
Susan Porton, I thank you so much for coming in. Really a great pleasure to speak with you. It is fun. It's a little bit inspiring. It's given me sort of a nervous, jittery feeling that maybe I can do this. So
but
thank you so much.
But you used the word fun.
Yeah. Susan Porton, I'm the founder and CEO of Organized Success. And we tweeted that out. Again, it's from the Radio Noon account. So if you want to find Susan, it's at CBC Radio Noon. Or just Google her name, Susan Portnoy, and you're going to find it as well that way. Thank you, everybody who phoned and got in touch, and I'll give you our email address coming up. Joining me in studio now is Deborah Arbeck. Deborah is your host on CBC Montreal News on your TVs at 6 p.m. Hi there, Deborah.
Hi, Sean. We're looking into a study by the Canadian Medical Association Journal about Accutane. Now, the study found that it's really the go-to drug now prescribed for many people who have moderate acne, even though it's supposed to be used by only the most serious cases. According to the study, the drug can cause serious harm to a fetus and even miscarriages. So we'll have that story for you tonight.
That sounds interesting. Scary. Thank you very much, Deborah. That's Deborah Arbeck, and that's coming up CBC News 6 p.m. tonight on your TVs. That's it for us here at Radio Noon. Our email, radnoonm@cbc.ca. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Alzheimer's disease. We all fear it as we and our loved ones grow older. But in a family where autosomal dominant Alzheimer's disease is present, everyone knows there's a 50-50 chance they have the genetic mutation that causes it. Anna Maria Tremonti hears about research into this rare disorder and speaks with a family learning how to cope with it. Tomorrow morning on The Current at 8:37, 907 in Newfoundland. The National Research Council official time signal. The beginning of the long dash indicates exactly 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
This is CBC News.